95.3 WBCK now presents Coach's Corner, live from Lakeview Ford. For over six decades, this has been your number one source for all local sports information. Coach's Corner is proudly presented by Lakeview Ford, where community matters. Now, here's your host, Bill Broderick.
This is Bill Broderick, sports editor of the Battle Creek Inquirer, in the big chair once again on WBCK for another edition of Coach's Corner, coming to you from downtown Battle Creek at Lakeview Ford on the Motor Mile. For more than 60 years, Coach's Corner has been talking to the city high school coaches about the week in sports, and we will continue to do that as we look ahead to week three of the high school football season already with our first coach of the morning. But first, here is the Lakeview Ford Coach's Corner scoreboard. In the game of the week on WBCK 95.3, Harper Creek hosted Battle Creek Central last night. The Beavers grinded out two touchdowns in the first half and led 12-0 at intermission, but then went out and scored 22 points in the first 5 minutes of the second half and pulled away to win that game 47-0. Also in the city, Lakeview lost to Grand Ledge 47-21. At home, Penfield came away with a 24-8 win over Wyoming Kellogg'sville on the road. And tonight, St. Phil will finish the action for week two of the high school football season. They'll play at CW Post Field against North Adams Jerome. In the area, Marshall lost to Fowlerville 47-14. Bellevue fell short to Lenawee Christian on a last-second field goal, 23-20. Portland beat Olivet 26-6. Morenci edged Cullen 22-20. Union City beat Stockbridge 33-20. It was Bronson 26, Sand Creek 6. Coldwater 28, Plainwell 16. Delton Kellogg edged Hartford 16-6. Gull Lake was shut out and losing to Vicksburg 54-0. Leslie knocked off Homer 55-6. Reading beat Quincy 30-18, and in another eight-player football game, Cabinet Frontier beat Tekonsha 58-0. We'll talk about the upcoming week on week three, which will include the WBCK 95.3 FM game of the week with Valkyrie Central going to Lakeview right after this break on WBCK 95.3.
Coach's Corner on 95.3 WBCK. Proudly brought to you by Lakeview Ford, where community matters. Here's Coach's Corner.
Hey, welcome again to Coach's Corner. This is Bill Broderick, downtown Battle Creek at Lakeview Ford here on Coach's Corner. We are just trying to finish up week two, but we still have one game to play. And talking about that game, we're here with Coach Pacetti, the St. Phil Fighting Tigers. How's it going, Coach, this morning?
Good, Bill. How are you?
Early morning for you, Coach, and it's going to be a late night. You guys are going to play a night game at CW Post Field. North Adams Jerome is coming in, and an eight-player football division football. And we talked about this a little bit before, but it's always fun to play on the turf, CW Post, on a Saturday night. And I know the St. Phil kids get excited for that. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. It's nice to be at home, period. You know, we just get into our set routine. We just had team mass before this, and now they're out eating breakfast. So, you know, hopefully they'll get home, get good and rested up, and be ready to go tonight.
Well, sorry, we don't have any pancakes for you here down here.
That's so fine.
You got left out of that breakfast. But we'll talk about North Adams Jerome coming in. You guys are coming in feeling pretty good about yourselves. You have that win over Bangor last week, 46-0. You know, Colt Myers had a nice, real big game for you, two touchdown runs and two touchdown passes, and several other kids stepped up for you. Now getting ready for North Adams Jerome here in week two. North Adams Jerome had a 48-46 loss in their opener to Stryker out of Ohio. They struggled a little bit in the past year. They've gone 2-16 the last two seasons, and you guys beat them 2 years ago, 60-6. But that's all on paper. What do they look like when you look at them on film, and what do you guys have to kind of get ready for?
They're typical North Adams. They're big. You know, they're always big. They're big up front. They have a big backfield. They're, you know, they always have a large running, talented running back. And they have that this year. You know, if we can't keep him under control, we're going to be in for a long night. I mean, they will throw the ball. Nothing much changes with them, it seems, year in, year out. They run the same offense, and they have the same kind of talent all the time. They're always a big football team.
With you guys on offense, you want to be able to be multifaceted, and I know last week you ran the ball a ton, and probably because that was really there for you, so you stuck with that. You want to open up the game and pass a little bit more. Is that what you kind of see this week, that you can kind of do a little bit more of each and keep you guys more versatile a little bit?
You know, that's up to Coach Downey.
Yeah.
He runs the offense, and last week, you know, we got caught in a little bit of a bind, like I said before, last week when we talked about losing Brady Lightfoot, that his versatility, it just puts us in a bind. You know, it takes three different players to replace him. So, you know, we ran the ball, we worked on running the ball last week, and we were running it successfully. It wasn't like we were ripping off 30-yard gains here every other play, but we were getting 5-6 yards a pop, so, you know, stay with it. If we need to throw the ball, yeah, we're more than capable of throwing the football.
And looks like your defense is maybe going to want to have to step up this week. We saw North Adams Jerome score 46 points in their opener, and that probably opened your eyes a little bit. What do you have to do to kind of slow them down? Do you have to do anything special on that side?
We have to be fast. We have to read things, read it quickly, and get there. And that's I talked with the kids last night. You know, if we can read what's going on, like, you know, we've gone through in practice this week, read their play and get there. Don't sit back and watch. Don't sit back and wait for things to come to you. And if we get to the big kid before he can get going, we should be okay. You know, we want to try and force them to throw the ball. And they will. They'll throw it, but we would rather have them throw it than trying to let this one, their running back, pound us all night.
You guys have going into this game, hoping to get off to 2-0 start. That would be a sweet way to get going for the year, and a huge confidence builder for this team. You're still a very young team, but you have those seniors that have been wanting to have a big senior year when this time came around. And getting off to 2-0 and getting ready, it would be a boost for the program. Talk about what that might mean for you guys.
That's exactly what we're hoping for. You know, just get off to a good start. You know, we weren't sure about what we were running into at Bangor. We're a lot more confident about what we're running into tonight, so it was easier to plan for. You know, it's a matter of carrying over what we practiced into the game. If we do that, we should be okay. You know, and being 2-0 is a step to 3-0. You know, right now we're not worried about 3-0. We're worried about tonight's game. Let's get to 2-0 and then move on from there.
You mentioned Brady Lightfoot real quickly. Mm-hmm. He came out of the game last week, and which is kind of a gut punch for you because he missed a lot of last year with an injury also. He keeps running into that situation. Where does he kind of stand? And that's something you have to maybe deal with. Holding him out this week and then getting him ready for next week?
That's up to Tom Lawrence. Right now he's out tonight. He won't play tonight. And we've got three different kids that are stepping in to take his places. You know, Amir Ramirez has to go in at guard on offense because we have to move Brogan Lightfoot into the backfield. We have to move Sawyer Weiss back to tight end. It's problems, and it causes us problems on defense too. You know, we have to use Sam Luchetti. He's going to play some down along with Amir some down because we have to move people. Chris Gaiona out to an end because Brady's gone. And, you know, it's like I said, it's a versatility thing. But this is like in the game last week, our seniors stepped up. They took care of it. You know, it's not a scrimmage where the coaches can be on the field talking to the younger kids that are taking their place. And our seniors, you know, they stepped up, took care of things in the huddle, kept the kids, you know, organized where they needed to be, what they needed to do. And it worked out fine, and we expect that. But we expect that from our seniors.
So. It'll be a fun looking forward to tonight's game. Exciting night downtown, CW Pulse Field. St. Phil Fighting Tiger will be taking the home field for themselves against the North Adams Jerome. 7 o'clock start down there. Good luck, Coach, tonight.
Thank you, Bill.
We'll be back with our next Coach of the Morning here on WBCK 95.3 FM.
Coach's Corner on WBCK, brought to you by Lakeview Ford, where community matters. Now back to the show.
Hey, this is Bill Broderick, host of Coach's Corner here in the big chair again. And we're going to be talking to Penfield coach Robbie Hatton from our remote studios down in Colon. We're going to be trying to get the phone in here from Coach. Can you hear me, Coach?
Yep, I'm on, Bill.
All right, great, Coach. All right, that works out good. That's a win for us here this morning. Penfield's coming off a big win last night over Wyoming Kellogg'sville, 24-8. We talked a little bit last night about how that was a good thing to see after kind of stubbing your toe in that first week. And talk about how your kids bounced back and must have had a great week of practice. Is that right, Coach?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, obviously after the Lakewood game, you know, we felt like we did not play up to our potential. So last night it was all about putting some drives together, and we were able to do that. Second quarter, we put a nice drive together that took, 10 minutes off the clock, and we were able to chew some clock and just move the chains like we wanted to do, and, still had to work a little bit on ball security. We did lose two fumbles last night, but, when it was time to execute, the boys did.
You talk about wanting to run the ball a little bit this year, and doing those long drives, those time-consuming drives, and to do that, you have to have a solid backfield. And look like you had a three-headed monster last night, getting the job done for you. You rushed for over 200 yards in the game. Brennan Back had 102 yards on 17 carries. He got some help from Isaiah Eakins-Gray with 56 yards. Trevin Strahan with 44 yards. And when you're doing that and running behind that offensive line, that's got to put a smile on your face. Is that right, Coach?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, our game plan kind of going into the season is we got to be more effective running the ball. And I think we had 38, 39 carries last night. So, it was one of those things that, hey, and then that opened up our passing game. So our backs, Brennan Back, Trevin Strahan, and Isaiah Eakins-Gray all carried the ball well last night. All looked good in different times of the game, and they all bring a different element to the game. Eakins-Gray's got some speed, and Brendan Back really can see the holes, and Trevin Strahan's kind of our power back. He fights and gets those tough yards. So, and our offensive line played much better last night. Still got room for improvement, but, they did a good job communicating with Kellogg'sville, who was, running like a 6-3 defense, packing the box, and, we were able to find a couple holes, even though they were sending everybody.
Yeah, it looks like that would be a challenge this, against that kind of defense last night. And your offensive line, like you said, has some young faces. But you have a couple of guys that stepped up there in that spot in the trenches that you thought kind of played well for you?
Yeah, absolutely. Our offensive line, Alex Luckering had a great game. Austin Wiley at center did a good job of controlling their A-gap players. And then obviously Josiah Schwartz, Ryan Neff, and Seth McLeod were all right there with us. And then when they needed some blows, Trevor Gay stepped up, and we were able to everybody kind of move some things in, and it was really nice.
With that running attack going well, that opened some things up on your offense, and your quarterback Calvin Pazin's had one of his best games since being in that role, and had 147 yards passing, had three touchdowns. Two of those scores went to Drayshawn Bailey, who had six catches for 122 yards. And you talked about how the run was setting up the pass, and Pazin's was kind of the recipient of that. That's what you want to see with that. You run the ball and rush the ball and grind it out all the way down the field, and then when you get in short field and find a opening and hit a short pass and score a touchdown. Is that kind of how it worked out last night?
Yeah, absolutely. Calvin did a great job of picking what the defense gave him, and made some really great throws and was very smart. That's the biggest thing we talk about is, hey, take what they give you. If they're going to give you the under route, hit the under route. If they jump the under route, hit the over route. And he just did a great job of reading it, finding the open guys, and then Drayshawn Bailey had a great game at receiver. Kellogg'sville is very fast. They have a lot of athletes, and they were playing a lot of man coverage all night. So for us to get him open in space really helped.
They're fast on offense also. They run a little bit of a spread, and that can be a challenge sometimes when you have some quick athletes out there. But your guys did a good job of keeping them down, and Gavin May continues to have a good junior season. He had 10 tackles to lead you with two tackles for loss. Alex Ludgren had 8 stops himself. Talk about that defense a little bit and the challenges they kind of faced last night.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one thing about our offense being on the field and doing some or sustaining some drives is our defense. A lot of those guys were able to stay fresh and get some blows. But our defense played lights out, man. You know, we kind of had a bend but don't break mentality, understanding of, hey, listen, they're going to get some chunk plays here and there, but we've got to respond to the next one. So, you know, I thought we did a really good job. You know, they run some options, so, you know, you have to have responsibilities. You know, who's going to take dive, who's going to take quarterback, who's going to take pitch, and our kids, you know, they, like I said, they really bought into the game plan and executed really well.
So we came out of week 2, 1-1 on the season, and we're going into week 3, and going to be back home, the friendly confines, and a little bit of a new team on your schedule here, Gabriel Rochard. Talk about what you know about them already and then excited about coming home and playing a home game.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, so Father Gabriel Rochard, they're coming in 2-0. They beat Whitmore Lake last night, and they're good. I'm going to tell you right now, they're a very good football team. They come in, they're going to spread it out. They run a very college new style offense with lots of motioning and quick screens, and then they'll hit you deep, and they can really chuck it. So we've got to be ready to defend the pass this week, but then also they do run it. You know, they, I think it, opposite, they use the pass to set up the run. So, you know, we just have to play disciplined football and make sure that we're cover or getting our keys and cover everything in. You know, we come into a tough stretch of the schedule. We got Father Gabriel Rochard, and then we get into our league schedule. So, you know, we just got to keep getting better every day and keep getting reps. And it will be nice to get home. Not going to lie, that bus ride last night after the game was long. We didn't get home until after 11. So it's going to be nice to be home this week, and it's going to be hot and warm. So we got to make sure we're hydrating and be ready to go.
Yeah, you open the season with those 3 non-conference games, and then the rest after Gabriel Rochard next week, you'll finish with a complete slate of league games going forward there. You want to take this game and you want to win this game, of course, but you also want to figure some things out and make sure you guys are rolling like you want to heading into the league season. How do you kind of balance that a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, here's the deal. We're young. We're a very young football team. You know, so we've just got to keep taking every day to get better, and that's in practice. And then, you know, and we're not looking ahead at all. We just, you know, every single day is we've got to get better that day. And we're just a young football team. You know, we start 3 seniors on offense and 4 on defense. So, we're just young, and, we got to keep fighting through a couple things. And like I said, just getting better every day and attacking every day with energy and enthusiasm and, controlling what we can control. So, you know, and the kids are really starting to do that. You know, they're really starting to, hey, let's compete every day in practice and, you know, and just get better.
All right, Coach, we'll look forward to week 3 with Gabriel Rochard coming to town, and appreciate you calling in this morning. Well, good luck next week. All right, Coach?
Thanks, Bill.
All right, we'll be back with our next Coach of the Morning here on 95.3 WBCK FM.
Coach's Corner on 95.3 WBCK. Proudly brought to you by Lakeview Ford, where community matters. Here's Coach's Corner.
This is Bill Broderick back here at Lakeview Ford, downtown Battle Creek, for Coach's Corner. We're here with our next Coach of the Morning, here with Coach Vernon of the Lakeview Spartans. How's it going, Coach?
It's going good. Thanks, Bill.
Thanks for coming on down. We have Lakeview played Grand Ledge. Lakeview was at home last night, Hall of Fame night, and the Grand Ledge came away with a 47-21 win. Grand Ledge is one of those tough teams on your non-conference schedule, and they kind of jumped on you early and took momentum early, and you guys weren't able to hold up with them, but you guys did have a nice game all the way around in terms of offense late and scoring 3 touchdowns there. But talk about how that game started and how it kind of went from there.
Yeah, so when Grand Ledge came in, I got the ball first, and they went kind of a hurry-up offense, got us on our heels right away. And they got some really good skill players. That running back that they have is legit, sophomore kid, really fast, big, strong, tough kid to bring down. You know, just them coming out with hurry up, put us on our heels and went down and scored. And then, you know, we're hoping that we could be a little bit more physical than them up front and pound the ball. And they did a good job of, you know, being physical back early on. I had a turnover. And again, just, you know, kind of spotted them, you know, a few scores. And then, you know, you're playing catch up from there.
When you guys did get your feet under you, you were able to put a couple drives together, scored a couple on the ground. Lucas Sproul had a touchdown. Austin Wildermuth had a score rushing. And then you were able to hit one through the air. Quarterback Jack Darlin found your tight end Spencer Shotwell for a touchdown. And when things started getting going, you don't want to find yourself in the hole like you did the last couple of weeks. But when you do get things going, can you see the potential in this offense a little bit?
There definitely is. I mean, you go through film, you just kind of, you know, point out it's alignment assignment stuff that, you know, we got aligned right and we do our jobs. Good things are going to happen there. And we're just not quite there as a team right now where everything is clicking. All 11 players are doing what they're supposed to be doing. That's on me as a coach to make sure that they know their assignments and we're getting that stuff done. But you know, again, you take away that first quarter once we started kind of getting our feet underneath us, had some really nice drives in that second quarter. And then obviously third and fourth quarter. I mean, you're working with twos and stuff like that, but you know, started executing a little bit better and moving that ball down the field.
Stubbing your toe last night, drops you to 0-2 on the season. But this week is a new week and it's a big game coming up. It's going to be the WBCK game of the week. Valkyrie Central is coming to Lakeview in the city rivalry, one of the longest, oldest city rivalries we have here in Battle Creek between two city teams. It is the oldest, and it's something that everyone gets excited for, Lakeview and Battle Creek Central playing no matter what the records are, and that's where we're gonna be at again. You guys are hosting Battle Creek Central, and the kids, I'm sure, are excited about that.
Definitely. I mean, anytime that, I mean, it's Harbor Creek, Battle Creek Central, you know, the kids point those games out. And it's the same thing I said with Harbor Creek. You know, we've got to have the same mindset that it's a rival, but it's still just another game. And we got to come out, relax, and have fun with it. And, you know, I think it's going to be a really good game. We got two teams that are 0-2 looking for their first win. I think each team thinks they have a chance. And if they play the right way, they're going to come out with a win.
You talked about wanting to be physical against Grand Ledge last night up front, and that you're going to want to do that against Valkyrie Central also. They're going to be one of the bigger defensive lines that you're going to see this year when you play with Valkyrie Central, in the same way when your defense kind of lines up against them. And that's going to be where your kind of off-season work kind of comes in and the weight room work that you guys felt like you had a good summer doing. And what do you want to see there in terms of the trenches when you guys match up against Valkyrie Central?
You talk about just the technique stuff. Pad level's got to be great. We got to be low. Got to have feet on contact. Keep moving those feet up front. Defensive line wise, using our hands, getting separation. Just the technique stuff that you preach from day one to make sure that we're using it. And we're just not quite there yet as a team. And we'll continue to work on it this week. And you know, the most physical team wins. That's what wins the majority of the time. And that's, you got to continue to preach it, and we got to get to that level.
And you and I talked the last couple of weeks how you want to be able to run the ball a bit better to open up some other things for you, and even a good running team like Harper Creek last night found a little trouble running the ball against the Valkyrie Central defensive front. Central was loading the box a little bit against Harper Creek and daring them to run, and Harper Creek had to kind of grind some things out, but you guys are going to want to run the ball against Central and then make sure that they loosen things up to open some stuff up. Is that the idea?
Yeah, I mean, that's how you win football games. You win football games by running the ball. And so definitely got to set up a run game. But the good thing is I think we can throw the ball too. So, you know, if you want to pack the box, okay, we'll take our chances on throwing the football. I mean, obviously, you got to make good decisions. It's still a little bit more complicated. You got to throw the ball right. You got to catch the ball. And then, you know, obviously run with it, but I still think we have that ability to do that as well. So
I think we're all looking forward to that big game next week. Valkyrie Central coming to Lakeview again. It'll be the WBCK game of the week. It'll be our Inquirer game of the week as well, and be a lot of fun. We're looking forward to that, Coach. Thanks.
Sounds good, Bill.
All right, back here with our next Coach of the Morning here on WBCK 95.3 FM.
Coach's Corner on WBCK, brought to you by Lakeview Ford, where community matters. Now back to the show.
This is Bill Broderick, sports editor of the Battle Creek Inquirer, back here on Coach's Corner. We're here with our next coach of the morning, Coach Converse of the Harper Creek Beavers. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, Bill.
We were, Harper Creek was involved in our WBCK game of the week last night. Harper Creek hosted Battle Creek Central. And Harper Creek came away with a 47-0 win. A key play in that game was an interception by Tegan Turnbull, who is the WBCK Lakeview Ford Player of the Game. So we have a flag for him for that. You can take that to him, Coach. Well, let's talk a little bit about that game last night. And it was, you know, an early game where you guys were kind of grinding the ball out, trying to run the ball against the stack defense a little bit. And the whole first half, it was 12-0, two long drives, and but none of those big chunk plays that you've seen a lot lately. And 12-0 going to halftime. And then you come on the second half, and then you scored 22 points in the first 5 minutes of the second half to kind of put the game away. So what did you guys kind of talk about? What was the magic spell there at halftime?
Well, I think the magic spell was Tegan getting that interception and turning momentum in our way. And momentum in all sports, but especially high school sports, is a funny thing. And we knew this was going to be a challenge. And the crosstown rival, and obviously they've Battle Creek Central, we have a lot of respect for them. And we have very good coaching staff. We knew they'd have a good game plan, and they had some formidable players, California Bay being probably the top or the headliner there, and we knew that he would pose some problems for us, and he was everything we thought he was, and we didn't really have an answer for him up front early on. I was telling Coach Granger, I thought they smacked us right in the mouth early on and were more physical than us, and we were not able to stand blocks from the offensive side, and I'll give our defense credit because our defense really stepped up and did a really nice job of. We held Battle Creek Central to 6 first downs overall for the whole night, 151 yards of total offense, and I think it was only about 46 yards of rushing. And that's our formula. We want to stop the run, contain the pass just enough, and they were able to keep us going when our offense was sputtering a little bit. They gave us some different looks, and it took us a little bit to figure out maybe when you take something away, you always have something else that you're giving. And it took us a little bit to figure that out. And in the second half, we were able to do that. But momentum helped with that as well, too. So
you did score early with the pass. Jesus Macedo found Braden Best, your tight end, for a 37-yard touchdown. And then the game was kind of going back and forth in terms of you had to punt the ball a couple times. And then you get a turnover deep in your own territory on the 4-yard line. And then you had one of those drives that you and I talked about in the preseason a little bit in terms of the kind that you want to see this team kind of make. It's a 96-yard drive, 14 plays, lasted over 7 minutes, and control the ball, run the ball, 4 or 5 yards of pop, and then keep the chains moving. And you don't want to do that all season long if you're going to want to win the Interstate 8, and you want to do that last night to win that game.
We've been on the other side of those with teams that we play at times, and defensively, you get tired, you get frustrated because you get 3rd and 3, 3rd and 4, and they keep converting, moving the chains. And we want to be able to be that team this year, and we think we have a chance to be able to do that. And that drive right there, just like you talked about, kind of shows that we can be a team like that. And one of the thoughts going into the game, or one of our plans, was we need to be able to keep the ball away from them because we know that they've got talent and speed, and they're explosive, and at any point in time, if we make a mistake, they can capitalize on that. So that was part of our game plan as well, too, and that helps when we can put those drives together like that.
We talked about a 12-0 halftime lead, and then they come out and they have the ball, and on their first drive of the third quarter, it's a tip pass, and it pops up in the air, and Tegan Turnbull intercepted that ball, took it in for 31 yards for a touchdown return, and all of a sudden it's 20-0. Central fumbled on his next possession, and you guys took the ball over and had one of those chunk plays that Harper Creek is known for, a 26-yard touchdown run by Cohen Selector, and then an onside kick right there, and it kind of caught Harper Creek off guard. Kamari Hampton recovered that one. Next play is a 49-yard touchdown run, and it's all of a sudden it's 34-0 after a 12-0 halftime lead, and then 34-0 the first 5 minutes of the second half, and it's a completely different looking game.
Well, you missed the first part of that. We actually got the ball coming out of halftime. We were feeling great. We thought, and the feel coming out of the of the locker rooms was, you know what, we're going to get the ball, we're going to go down and score, and I'm pretty sure we went three and out. So, again, yeah. Battle Creek Central, give them all the credit. They stuffed us, and we had to punt and didn't have an answer for that. So, again, we were still up 12-0. It just it felt like it was a tighter game than that, and I felt like our kids were playing a little tight. And so we needed that kind of a test early on for sure in the season to prove to ourselves that we can still be a team to grind things out. But there's no doubt that after the punt, the interception, and the return, we had momentum right there. And it's funny how you get a little bit of excitement, and this is what we talk to our kids about. When you play with excitement, when you play with passion, you just have a little bit extra. And so to be able to put that next run in or touchdown, and then things were rolling for us. And I just felt like we had a little momentum and things were going. And so it just felt like the right time to try and catch them off guard with an onside kick. And Kamari made a great play. And at that point, things were rolling. Our big fellas up front were really blocking well. I mean, Chase Nichols had 161 yards rushing and led the way with that. I mean, but we had a whole cast of characters, including Cohen Slechter, that had really nice runs. Matthew Winsauer had a nice run. And then again, our defense didn't, even when we were subbing in later in the game, they take a lot of pride right now in the fact that we've started the year with two straight shutouts, and they didn't want to let Battle Creek Central score at the end. And so to have that kind of pride and to continue to battle, Jimmy Leamy had 9 tackles for us last night. Blake Wagner had 10. Cameron Converse had 9. So when you have three of your four linebackers as your leading tacklers, you're doing pretty well on defense. And the last play of the game, we knew BCC wouldn't quit because that's not in their DNA. They still threw it. They're trying to score, and they threw a pass up and completed it. And our kids are fighting, scratching, and clawing to pull the kid down. I think he was tackled at, like, the 1-foot line. Yeah. So, again, they could have just let him go because the game's over, but they didn't, and that shows me a lot about the heart and character of our kids too.
You guys continue to score yourself late. Your backup quarterback, Maddox McCarty, came in and got some key playing time. It's going to be good for you going down the rest of the season and into next year. You had a 66-yard touchdown to Dylan Eversall, and then the final score came with a McCarty quarterback keeper, 5 from 5 yards out. So it was good to get a lot of kids in there, and that was a good night to be a Harbor Creek Beaver. Now you're 2-0 on the season, and you get ready for homecoming next week, and your Coldwater's coming in, a league rival that back in the day, we look back 5-6 years ago, it was kind of you and Coldwater in terms of winning the conference or playing in the playoffs, and Coldwater struggled the last couple of years, but they got a win last night, and they're going to come in and they want to kind of spoil your homecoming, so you guys are ready for that, right?
They're undefeated, and so, again, that's all you need to know is they're undefeated, and they've started the year 2-0, and I don't know that they've started the year 2-0 in quite some time, so it's been a little while, but Coldwater, regardless of their record over the years, always plays Harper Creek tough, and when I first started here, 14 years ago now, I remember Coldwater coming into our place, or even being down there, and even when they were struggling, they were always physical, they were always aggressive, they always hit you harder than most other teams in the league, and so we know that's going to be the case, and they're well coached, they play sound, fundamental football, their linebackers are going to read guards and fill and try and knock your helmet off, and that's what we know Coldwater for, and I would expect the same kind of thing next week. And Jeff does a great job coaching those guys. And they're going to have a great game plan to try and take away what we do.
It also starts your league schedule, and you guys have high hopes in terms of that. You're not only 2-0, but you want to start the league schedule because you have a goal to win the league title. You fell short of that last year. So those are huge games coming up, Coldwater at Penfield the week after, playing Interstate 8 conference games, and that'll refocus your guys, right? Is that the idea?
Yep. Now that we've got at least a non-conference early season schedule done, we've got 2 straight league games, and we have to come out of the gates really firing on all cylinders. So homecoming, there'll be a lot of distractions. It's an early homecoming, but there's still going to be some distractions with all the stuff that comes with homecoming. But our boys, our young men, this is a senior-led team for sure, and they're very singularly focused on what our goals are, and I was really impressed last night. We came out a little tight, but we continued to battle and play harder, and so that was a good test for us, and we'll be right back in that same mindset going into next week.
And we don't want to take for granted what you guys have accomplished. You played Lakeview and Battle Creek Central, to your city rivals, and shut them both out. You haven't allowed a point yet going forward yet this year, and two wins over Lakeview and Central, and there's a lot of Harbor Creek people that are around my age and older that remember that Harbor Creek doesn't usually do those things back in the day against Lakeview and Central, and the 2-0 against those two guys. That's a nice way to start the season, right?
No doubt. And I don't keep track of all the statistics as closely as I probably should, but someone was looking up last night and said it's been since 2000 that we've had two straight shutouts to open the season. So we're doing, we've got a lot of room to improve, but we're doing something right. And two city rivals like that, two historically great programs, it's a nice way to start the season and get a lot of excitement going for football season here in this area.
All right, congrats, Coach, on the win last night, and we'll look forward to homecoming with Coldwater coming to the Beaver Dome. And we'll be back with our next Coach of the Morning here on WBCK 95.3 FM.
On 95.3 WBCK, proudly brought to you by Lakeview Ford, where community matters. Here's Coach's Corner.
This is Bill Broderick here on Coach's Corner, downtown Battle Creek, Lakeview Ford. On the Motor Mile, we're here with our next Coach of the Morning, here with Coach Lauren Granger of the Battle Creek Central Bearcats. Welcome, Coach.
Thank you. Good morning.
Yep. Coming in from last night, it was the game of the week on WBCK last night, on game of the week also in the Inquirer, and Battle Creek Central fell short against a city rival, Harbor Creek, 47-0 there. But that final score doesn't really tell how well Battle Creek Central played, especially early. Valkyrie Central came to play, it was obvious, and kept a high-powered Harper Creek offensive team down a little bit and led only 12-0 at halftime. And the way you did it, playing strong defense up front and stopping their running game, was the impressive part about that. And a young team for that, that's kind of something to hang your head on. Is that what?
Yeah, you know, I got to say, Harper Creek is a really, really good football team, and I mean that with every word. I had a hard time telling on film how good they were, because in the Lakeview game, which is the only game we had film on, most of their starters were out of the game, you know, still in the first half. So it was hard to get a gauge on what those kids were really capable of. And, you know, we didn't know what to expect. We knew that, we knew what they would do, you know, schematically, but the ability of the kids in high school football is so important. You know, we spend a lot of time on film really, studying the abilities of their players. And we didn't have really an opportunity to do that as well as we would have liked with Harper Creek's players because of the way that their first game went. And I got to tell you, you know, their kids are really good football players, and they're better than I even thought. I do think we gave them our very best effort. I think our kids really came to play. You know, they did the best they possibly could, and I couldn't have asked much more out of our kids, especially in the first half with the way that they were playing. And, you know, we obviously, most of the comments that I have heard or talked about since the game ended was about our defense really in the first half, but our offense really, they made some plays too that that we haven't made with our young core. And, you know, we had the one pass that Callie caught that ended up being ruled a fumble after he was down, and that was down near the end zone. Who knows if we score there, how much different that game really goes. But there was that, obviously, that stretch of the second half, the start of the second half after the three and out, you know, where, you know, we start our offensive drive with two straight penalties, and, you know, before we could even run a play, it was kind of like a what the heck kind of moment, you know. And I was arguing with the official on the sideline on the one, because, you know, I was trying to call timeout and they give us a delay of game instead of giving me the timeout. And, you know, those are the little things that, you know, it was a 5-yard delay of game penalty. I probably should have just let it go, but I'm arguing with the official instead of talking to my team and, you know, making sure that they were focused for the offensive drive. And then we go out and we throw an interception, you know. And it's just one of those things where it's like, oh my goodness, I wish I would have just focused on what was important. You know, we tell kids all the time, focus on the next play, and here I am arguing about the last one. And, you know, who knows, maybe the result would have been the same. But those are just kind of things that you think about, you know, when you reflect on the game, you know, where did the wheels kind of fall off the wagon for your team? And that's the moment right there, because after that timeout, you know, everything went bad for us for about 4 minutes.
Yeah, that's what happened. We kind of rolled the wrong way there to start the second half, and the end result is what it is. But looking forward to this week coming up, the game of the week on WCK. Buckeye Central is coming to Lakeview, and that's a game that you can maybe put all the other games behind you, because this is the kind of game that can get the focus of the kids. Is that right? This is a big game for everybody.
Yeah, it's tough playing back-to-back rivals on back-to-back weeks, but, you know, Battle Creek loves its football, and maybe this is good for the community. You know, both of us are struggling a little bit, and so somebody's got to come away being happy, and hopefully it's us, and we'll give them the best that we have and stay focused as well as we can.
We'll look forward to that coming up this week. It'll be exciting, fun game for everyone to look forward to. Valkyrie Central coming to Lakeview. Two teams. It's going to be kind of one in the trenches, I think, and look forward to that fun game on WBCK Friday night. It'll be the Valkyrie Choir game of the week as well. Thanks for coming down here, Coach.
Thank you.
And that'll be it for Coach's Corner for this week. Looking forward to a big week three. Several big games on the docket. And we'll be excited for all that action here on WBCK 95.3 FM.